My name is Mike Emsweiler. I used to be a railroad engineer with a large railroad here in town. And I had railroaded over 33 years. And I'd hit about a dozen cars, a couple suicides.
There's nothing Mike Emsweiler could have done to save the lives of the people who died by suicide in front of him on the train tracks. But he is haunted by their deaths, battling the demons of post-traumatic stress disorder. And after the most recent incident in 2018, the Pickerington resident said he has no desire to operate a locomotive again. The Columbus Dispatch is telling the stories of several people who took someone's life. I'm Dispatch reporter Erica Thompson, and in this podcast episode, you will hear Emsweiler recount his experience in his own words. He shares how he copes with guilt and the loss of a childhood dream. To support journalism like this, subscribe to the Columbus Dispatch at dispatch.com/subscribe. Please be advised, this episode contains descriptions of suicide.
First one happened in 09, I think it was. We ran over a guy up at Kinnear Road in Columbus. It was pitch black at night, and this guy, he was walking down the track, and he just put his hands up, and I put the train in emergency, and we hit him about 35 or 6 mile an hour, I think. The last suicide was the last day I ever worked. Me and my conductor, we were having a great trip that day going to Indianapolis. And, I mean, it couldn't have been a better trip. We were making good time, and we were having a great conversation the whole way, and everything was going smooth. And then at the last minute, I heard my conductor yell, and I looked up, and some guy jumped out right in front of us. And so we blasted him about 36 or 37 mile an hour, I think. It's kind of like time stands still sometimes. The person will go out of sight, and you're putting the train in emergency, so you've got all kind of air going off and stuff. And, I mean, a locomotive is, most of them are over 400,000 pounds. And so anyway, he went out of sight. We called the dispatcher, and usually one of the guys will turn our phone on and call 911 at the same time if we're trying to get someone there as soon as possible. But you have to let the dispatcher know so they can stop all the other train traffic. And then the police show up, and then the squad shows up, and then the coroner usually shows up. My conductor, he had to go back about 15 cars and cut the train in half so they could remove the body. And he said, if you've ever seen the movie Men in Black, where the alien takes the farmer out of his body and he's like a skin over top of that, he said that's what the guy looks like. So the parts were pushing out and stuff all over the place, you know, and just destroyed. At first, you're just doing your job, you know. And I remember one of the things I told my counselor was, I'm diabetic, I have to eat occasionally. I said, one of the things that really bothered me was I had a guy laying dead underneath my train, but my sugar was getting low, so I had to eat. So, I mean, it was, you know, you've got all kind of emotions going on, you know. And when you work on the railroad, no one ever tells you what happens. I even tried to call the Lawrence Police Department on the second one and find out, you know, this guy, was he a drug addict? Was he a mental patient? Was he, you know, what was his problem? And they don't share any details, or they can't give you any details, or they didn't investigate why he did. You know, they just... Now, the first one, I heard the man who committed suicide, that man was bipolar. And I guess he was really a mess. And I guess his mother called in and apologized to the crew. And that helped, you know. But that's probably how I got through the first one, you know. You know, the guy, you know, they were both just looking for a way out. And all we did was help them, you know. But it still feels like you killed him, you know, even though you didn't. And it was the second suicide. And at first I thought, well, you know, it's all be okay after 4 or 5 days, you know. But this time it wasn't being okay. I tried to go back to work on the 10th, and I got fired that day. because the train master wouldn't quit threatening me. And I finally blew up, and he tried to say that I attacked him, but I grabbed his shirt, but I let go. But I was doing EMDR treatments, which they use on other people with PTSD, especially military people. And we found out there that I was actually saying, leave me alone. So he sent me home that day. And then I decided I better call the counseling service. So I called him, and they made me an appointment a couple of days later. And I told the counselor what had happened. And she asked a bunch of other questions. And she said, you've got PTSD. So, and I don't know, PTSD is not fun. It's like you don't realize how major an organ your brain is in your body. And when it gets screwed up, it's a mess.
Emsweiler said the railroad union was able to negotiate on his behalf for him to retire with disability payments. With medication and counseling, he is currently managing his PTSD symptoms.
You do pretty good for a while, and then it comes back. And then you do pretty good for a while, then you have another setback. I didn't want to talk to anyone, be around anybody. I couldn't sleep. I'm doing pretty good now. I have a setback once in a while. I think my wife would say I'm doing a lot better. And I don't know if I'm allowed to say medical marijuana helps, but it sure does. You don't have to get stoned out of your gourd. You just kind of get relaxed, and it helps take away the pressure and the headaches and everything else, and helps you so you can sleep at night, you know, and
Emsweiler said he had always loved trains, and for years he enjoyed his job. The money and benefits were good. But he didn't like the company and felt if his boss had shown more compassion, things may have turned out differently.
But like that day, that my very first day back after killing that guy, I mean, the train master met me at the door, kind of like just yelling at me from the start, red faced, veins popping out, you know, get on your train. I haven't got all my paperwork yet. You know, so I just figured I'd get back in the seat like I'd always done in the past, and everything would be okay, you know. And both of my counselors said that this train master was one of my biggest triggers for my PTSD. They said, you know, if I'd come to work and maybe he'd been a little kinder and understanding, then maybe this wouldn't happen, you know. So, but they don't care. No one cares.
To read more about Mike Emsweiler and the stories of others in our series, visit dispatch.com/I-took-a-life. Anyone having thoughts of suicide can get help by calling the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.